Hola, Onanta. You're still in Mexico.
I am. Buenos dias. It's a beautiful day here.
Yes, bonito dias. And also, I understand that you have a special guest for us this week.
Yes, I am fortunate to have Alejandro from Luna Tours and Hiking. I've experienced some of his tours since I've been here. I went to the three coastal beach towns, as well as Jalapa, which I will hope he will explain to us, because that was a fun adventure. And today we're off and we're going to go to San Sebastian. So welcome.
Hi, Onanta and everyone. Thank you for having me here. This is Alejandro from Luna Tours and Hiking. So yes, like Onanta was saying, we've been doing some tours. It's been super fun, beautiful here in Mexico, in the Puerto Vallarta area. We went to visiting three different beach towns in the state of Nayarit, including Lo de Marcos, Los Ayala, and Guayabitos. And then we went to, well, we did this by car, by the way. And then we went to Jalapa, which is a remote town in the south of Puerto Vallarta. The only way to get there is by water. So we needed to take a boat to get there. We explored the town. We saw the waterfall. We got some really, really good food by the beach. And today we're heading to San Sebastian, which is another mining old town with beautiful architecture, colonial architecture. It's up in the mountains. It's also in the Puerto Vallarta area. All of the places that we've been visiting are very authentic and beautiful, and some of the hidden gems in the area.
Right, and I can actually attest, so far, my favorite, they're all my favorites, but the one that kind of stands out as a lot of fun is Jalapa. So we went to this beautiful town called Boca, and then we started the water taxi journey. Now, the water taxi journey is quite fun. Like, they go at very high speeds over the ocean to the location of Jalapa. And it's you just hang on tight and get going, because there's sometimes you hit some waves that you might pop up in your seat a little higher than you had anticipated. But it was a lot of fun. It was a beautiful day. Great to see the town, explore the town, enjoy some really nice cuisine. So looking forward to San Sebastian today. And one of the reasons that we went or we're going to go is because it's supposed to be, have, as Alejandra said, lots of history, lots of culture, good walking place.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, San Sebastian is a beautiful town, mining town from the 17th century. So yeah, there's a lot of history, culture, beautiful architecture, and very, very good food as well.
What about the other tours that you do?
Yeah, so I do also a lot of hiking and snorkeling tours. I'm a certified tour guide in Mexico, and I offer different tours for everyone, basically, from food tours, cultural, history, nature, hiking, snorkeling. You can find me on my webpage, www.lunatourspv.com. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. I just pulled up your website, lunatourspv.com, just to get a little more info on Luna Tours. Why don't you tell us how long you've been doing this, and are these private tours? How many people do you have usually in a tour?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for asking that. Yeah, so it's been 7 years, seven wonderful years in sunny Puerto Vallarta. I'm originally from this area, and I just love doing what I do. And I offer mostly private tours, private customized tours. I usually take couples, families from 2 to 6 people. I think I like the experience of having a more personable experience, for sure.
And that really is a very good point if you are interested in exploring on, you know, with your partner, by yourself, or with your group. Now, one of the highlights or one of the features that people traveling in groups are, like, for example, when we went to the coastal beach towns, the price is set. So it could be for one person, two persons, or up to four persons. So that's kind of nice that you don't have to, it doesn't increase based on the number size that you go. And how I found Luna Tours and Hiking was I Googled and looked at different offers. And there's lots of tour companies, but I like the one-to-one contact with my guide and the opportunity to ask questions and maybe even deviate if we saw something that might interest us. Alejandro is very flexible and open to looking for what we're interested in. And it's even as small as going to a small market and seeing what the local produce is or the local offerings in groceries. So very interesting aspect when touring, because it's nice to have that intimate experience.
Well, again, I am looking at all the different tours that you offer, Alejandro. Is there any ones that are a little bit more popular that sell out faster than some of the other ones?
Yeah, there are actually some that are more popular than others. I have two that are very, very popular lately. There's one hiking and a snorkeling tour. So what we do is we go south of Puerto Vallarta. We go to Boca, and then we start hiking to six different beaches, and we do snorkeling in one of them, which is Colomitos. And I offer some healthy snacks like fruit, guacamole on the beach, and then we also do a boat ride on the way back. Instead of doing a hiking loop, what we do is we only hike one way, and then we take a boat back. That is one of my favorite tours to do for sure, and people love it. The other one is we go to Sayulita, which is a little town in the north of Puerto Vallarta. It's a beautiful town, very colorful, vibrant, and I do a food tour over there. I pick up my customers at their hotel or anywhere they're staying, and then we just drive or take a boat.
I have been to Sayulita. It's a very interesting town, and I think it would help too if you did have a local guide to help you. You never know what you miss, right? Until you get a guide.
Right. Yes. And because it's a food tour, that the one that I do in Sayulita, I think it is important to know where to eat, where the locals eat, and because a lot of the food in Mexico is on the streets, you have to know where the good places are, meaning that the quality of the food is good, and that it's clean. You want to stay safe while traveling to other countries. So it's good to know, to have a local who knows where the clean places are.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I actually was in Sayulita maybe 2 years ago. And it's amazing the difference in the town this year. It's growing. It's busy. It's chaotic. It's still lots of fun. But it's nice to have that personal touch in knowing where to go instead of just wandering and being frustrated with crowds, because there are a lot of crowds now. It's growing so much.
So tell me what's included with the tours, especially something like snorkeling. Obviously, I'm hoping I don't have to bring my snorkel gear.
Yeah, that is correct. So yeah, that tour, the private option that I have is I pick up my customers from their hotel. We drive to Boca, which is the beginning of the hike, and then we start hiking. I always bring my hiking sticks just in case anyone needs one. Then we start hiking, and there's a boat waiting for us at the first beach with all the snorkeling gear, including life vests, of course, mask and everything. And then we snorkel for about 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Honestly, my tours are very flexible. So if we're having fun, we just keep doing whatever we're doing. After the snorkeling, we come back to the beach, and then I make a fresh guacamole right on the beach. Because, you know, after hiking and snorkeling, we do need some snacks for sure. and yes, after that, those activities, we just take another boat back and drive my customers back to their hotel.
And that's another thing that I quite like, because we are about, we're between Bucerías and La Cruz. And so it's really, so it's not like central, like when you're inside a town or a small community. So it's nice for us to be picked up and dropped off. And then we don't have to worry about the timing of getting a taxi or an in-drive to get to the meeting point. Mm-hmm. So again, really comfortable with that aspect. You can just, you know, from the moment you get picked up to come back, you're looked after, which is nice. And it's nice because sometimes communication in a different language is hard for people. So it's nice to have that guy that can communicate or can share with you your questions in English, and then he can, you know, help you accordingly.
For sure. And again, people can find out more information. It's lunatourspv.com. All the tours are on there, and it's pretty self-explanatory. I appreciate your time with us, Alejandro. Where's your tour again today? Where are you going?
We're going to San Sebastian. That's it's a little town up in the mountains, about an hour and a half from here. San Sebastian. Yeah, lovely, beautiful town. It's a must when you visit Puerto Vallarta, for sure.
Well, I'm jealous. enjoy your day, Olanta, and it was a pleasure chatting with you, Alejandro. Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias. Thank you for having me.